Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday, the 21st day of August, 2006. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. We were going to have the former British ambassador to Uzbekistan, who broke all the news about the British government working with their government and the U.S. government torturing individuals overseas to get fake terror confessions. He's also been writing big news stories for major British newspapers concerning the fact that these terror alerts have been and are staged, including reports on government-sponsored terror. He was going to join us last Friday, but there was a carbon monoxide leak in his apartment complex. People went to the hospital right around the time he was supposed to join us, so they had a good old-fashioned emergency. So we've confirmed with him just a few minutes ago. He will be on in the second hour today. Then coming up in the third hour, Kevin Smith went to one of these meetings here in Central Texas against the Trans-Texas Corridor, the American Union lifeblood lifeline, my friends. And he had a chance to meet Hank Gilbert. And Hank Gilbert's running for office here in Texas, but we're having him on as an example of a good type of folks we need running for office. We'll be talking about the American Union, the Animal ID Act, and so much more here on the neo-feudalist fascist police state that we are entering, that we are attempting to stop, my friends. All right, here's the type of news I have in front of me today. U.S. says Lebanon truce may unravel. No kidding, after Israel Friday and over the weekend launched attacks into Lebanon, trying to ensure that the ceasefire does not hold. We'll cover that report. Also, militant recruiters cited for misconduct. That's a nice way to put it, assaulting and raping women. More than 100 young women who expressed interest in joining the military in the past year were preyed upon sexually by the recruiters. Women were raped on recruiting office couches, assaulted in government cars, and groped en route to entrance exams. Got to have your camp whores in the modern Centurion military. Look, I don't want to hear it, oh, our military's great and good. I've got a mainstream news piece we're going to play part of later in this hour where they admit that now the majority of the new recruits are hardcore gang members, okay? They are now, for the last 5 years, recruiting hardcore convicted felons. By the way, they don't just take felons, they take aggravated felons. Well, that's what Stalin did. Stalin opened up all the jails and released the hardcore killers and rapists, and they made up the backbone of his government. It's going to be the same way here. By the way, I'm not joking, I'm not exaggerating, I'm not embellishing, I mean what I just said. You want to be ruled by scumbag gang members? You're going to be. Continuing, Bush final gamble, giving Iraq a dictator. This is the Times of London, came out Sunday, the Sunday Times of London, the biggest one-day publication in England every Sunday. And they're openly saying in strategy meetings that dictatorship is the answer. I guess it was when our government put Saddam in 79, and it will be now. Meet the Baathist, same as the old Baathist. U.S. loses 30 soldiers in the last 20 days in Iraq. I'll get to that later. But going back to this Bush administration move to put a dictator back in control, it's the same thing. Put a thug in control in Iraq, put gang members in the police department and the military here. This is what it's all about. But you got a bunch of naive, stupid people still think Bush is a conservative, sucking their thumbs. All right, there's so much other news. I told you a long time ago that Bill Gates' foundation is a big, fat scam. Here's just the latest in that soap opera. Wait till you hear what he's financing with his billions. Stay with us.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your area has just unexpectedly flooded. The power's out, so is the water, and you are thirsty. But wait, outside, look, there's lots of water, and then you see it.
Oh my gosh! What is that floating in the water? And what is that odor?
No problem. You thought ahead and own a Berkey water purification system. Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. Requiring no power, electricity, or water pressure, the powerful Black Berkey elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and other nasties that might be found in flood water. Berkey systems can purify treated water during normal times, and during unexpected emergencies, they can get rid of the unhealthy stuff in raw, untreated water. For more information on the powerful Berkey line of products, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees, that's LIBBERTEES, 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas 72851, or go to GCNlive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
After I had gotten off air Friday afternoon, I saw a story we posted at PrisonPlanet.com about how the government is going to allow corporations to not just irradiate your meat with high-powered radiation beams, but to also baste and soak your meats in virus bombs, virus baths. And the viruses are going to be grown in giant tanks with deadly bacteria that kill humans, so they can then spray the virus on the meat, and so six different types of bacteria won't be able to kill you, and they can feed you rotten meat. Now, they reported the problem is that the rotten meat, what really makes you get sick, is the excretions, the defecation, the waste of bacteria. It is really those toxins in most types of food poisoning. Different things can cause it, but generally it is the toxins of the bacteria. But the meat producers will just simply sponge them off, hopefully getting most of the toxin off. You'll be eating a delicious amalgam, a delicious casserole of decomposing meat, viruses, and dead bacteria and their feces. This is out of the Washington Post. It's also in the Associated Press. If you just type in viruses to treat meat, there's a whole bunch of articles about how wonderfully succulent viruses are going to be. Also, you can type in mercury, good for you, and there's now many studies telling you how good mercury is for your brain. The viruses are nutritious. And I had a caller on my Sunday show on KLBJ that is going to be syndicated by the Genesis Communications Radio Network, by the way. In the next few months, that will be available to all the Genesis stations. We hope you'll pick it up. I believe it's from 4 to 6 right now, but it should be from 3 to 6. But I'll announce that later. The point is that I was on the radio Sunday. And sure enough, first caller, when I started the show with the story about the viruses that translate into the Greek to bacteria eaters, the guy calls in, he says, I'm a biologist, and this is good. And I said, are the vaccines that have viruses attack the brain, are they good? And he said, yes, if it stops you from using drugs. Basically, anything that's scientific is good. It's like a religion. I'm all for science, folks, but just because we can radiate food doesn't mean we should. Just because we can spray bacteria-killing viruses on the meat doesn't mean we should. Just because we can jump off cliffs doesn't mean we should. But he just couldn't get it, wouldn't get it, and I basically ended up yelling at him and hanging up on him. Maybe he's listening today. He said he's a listener to the weekday show, so you're welcome to call in today again, sir, and explain this. He said, well, it's been checked out. The FDA says it's okay. The FDA approved aspartame. The FDA approved MSG. The FDA has approved genetically engineered potatoes and tomatoes and corn filled with any number of bacteria, genes, virus, fragments, insect genes. And there's all these big studies that come out saying that it's causing major toxic effects in the human body and allergies and all other sorts of problems, killing the rats that eat it, by the way, universally. And they say, well, we're still approving it, saying it's still safe. So I'm looking for the Food and Drug Administration to approve cyanide as a headache aid or something. I mean, it'll cure your headache because you'll be as dead as a doornail. I mean, we've got federal studies now saying, oh, don't worry about all those studies saying mercury's causing autism. Mercury really is good for your brain. Good for your brain. Actually, the study says in a lawyer twist that it's good for behavior. Yes, you will sit there staring at the wall because you're brain damaged. And then they say that better behavior then leads to better retention of the materials. Of the class material, the course. So they always tell you what they're doing to you right out in the open. Oh, this causes higher test scores because it makes you behave better. But I thought that the mercury in the shots was to keep the viruses fresh and delicious. Okay. You see, we're already living in a science fiction nightmare. We're already having our DNA, our brain tissue, our entire endocrine system, our nervous systems manipulated on a day-to-day basis. It's in the food by design. It's in the water by design. It's in the vaccinations by design. They are now approving spraying. Dow Chemical wants to spray crops nationwide with sodium and stannous fluoride, two different types of toxic fluoride. It's going to act both as a pesticide, because the bugs then won't eat it, and also, they say you're not getting enough fluoride, America, so they're going to make you take it. You see, fluoride will go right through the membrane of the vegetables and the fruits and will settle out in the tissues of the plants. And you will eat a delicious fluoride-laden, toxic, IQ-reducing compound. And again, official award-winning historical books on World War II document that the Nazis first used sodium and stannous fluoride from University of Texas studies conducted in 32-33. The Nazis, by as early as 39, were using it in high levels to pacify their slave labor population. Doesn't matter, though. We have a public that's been drinking it. And, notice when you go to the baby store or to the grocery store, it says fluoridated for kids. Your kids need it. It has added levels, even higher than municipal water. But wait a minute. The studies are now coming out saying, well, Americans aren't drinking enough fluoride. They're not getting enough. But wait a minute. then you get hundreds of times even the level that the Food and Drug Administration says your teeth need in the toothpaste. I mean, that stuff is super strong. But even with that, now you're avoiding the water, so you're not getting enough. And, oh, you're evading the toothpaste. I said you're evading. I'm having a Freudian slip. You are not getting your toothpaste with your fluoride anymore, and you're not getting your water anymore, or you're filtering your water. And so we're just going to spray it on all the crops. How does that sound for you? To the point of there's basically no way to escape them now. And I guess you've got to try to be a vegetarian because they're going to spray these viruses on most of the meats. Of course, the other problem is they're also announcing, another article I found on this as I was doing research last night, that they're also going to spray fruits and vegetables. Because guess what? There are bacteria that can get on those that'll make you sick. Hey, no problem. We'll spray a special cocktail of viruses on those too. And the FDA says, don't worry, these are bacteria already found in your stomach. Then if you already have them in your stomach, then why would you need them sprayed on your food? And again, they're going to cook these up in these big troughs at these pharmaceutical companies with all the other problems and all the other viruses that accidentally, they claim, grow, and with the history of the vaccine makers. And this is a vaccine, folks, for your meat. They're going to vaccinate the meat now. Live vaccine on your meat. It just spins off into all these other problems. There's no long-term studies. They don't know what it'll do to your gut flora. They don't know what it'll do in your stomach. Who knows what's going to be in these big troughs? And the FDA barely approved it. And, again, they'll approve a bullet in the head. I mean, they'll approve anything. They barely approved it because they are worried about the fact that it'll just kill the bacteria and allow them to feed you, sell you rotten meat. But they said the beef manufacturers, the poultry manufacturers, the producers, they promise to scrub the food. If it turns green, they'll scrub it off with soap and detergents and then spray it with the viruses. And then you shouldn't get too many of the bacteria poo-poo. That's what it is. And you're not supposed to eat that. I mean, this is just, it's hell on earth. All these big studies about how when they irradiate meat products, tuna fish, poultry from chickens and turkeys and beef and everything else, that when they irradiate it, it just kills the bacteria. So you're now eating the dead bacteria and their toxins, and it destroys the ring structures and the different enzymes, everything you need to absorb it. You're eating a totally dead food. And there's a bunch of studies on that. They don't care. School lunch programs, most of the tuna fish you get now in those little packages, that it's in a bag instead of the can. And most of the food now, the processed stuff, has been irradiated. They got irradiation plants all over the country. They don't even tell you it's irradiated. Oh, that's in the AP article, too. They're not going to tell you when they soak the ham, soak the turkey, soak the steak, spray the hamburger. They are not going to tell you that they're doing this. It's in the article. You see, you don't even get a choice now. And biologists call into the show and say, yeah, I've heard of the plan to have a vaccine by law we have to take that goes in and attacks the receptor sites in the brain. That sounds like a good idea to end drug addiction. You know what? Those receptors, you fools, are the receptors that pick up your natural endorphins. They're there for a reason. This is literally a lobotomy. And we're coming to the day where they will send heavily armed SWAT teams to your home. I think you've learned, folks, I don't joke about stuff. This is what I really believe will happen, and I've studied it. It's going to happen. Within 5 to 10 years, they will send heavily armed social workers to your house, paramilitary social workers. That's what the government is. That's what the police are now. To force you to take this. Don't worry, though. The studies show it will cause some depression. But then they have other drugs that they say are safe government drugs that affect other receptors that they will prescribe to you. So, see? No problem. Viruses that eat your brain cells, viruses on the meat, viruses on the vegetables. I love the New World Order. I just love it.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations basic philosophy is both anti-American and pro-dictatorship? Did you know that the United Nations was founded by communist and Marxist members of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose goal is a socialistic one-world government? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
We will jam some calls in at the end of this hour. We haven't opened the phones up quite yet. Just wait till I get the number out. And then I've got British ambassador who was unable to join us because the fire department came to his apartments right as he was going on with us last Friday concerning government-sponsored terror, false flag attacks, staged fake terror alerts. He's been exposing all of that. He'll be joining us coming up in about 35 minutes. I just spent about that last 14-minute segment just covering one article. And I could spend all day just on this one article, but I don't have time to do it. FDA says viruses safe for treating meat. A mix of bacteria-killing viruses can be safely sprayed on cold cuts, hot dogs, and sausages to combat common microbes that kill hundreds of people a year, federal health officials said Friday in granting the first-ever approval of viruses as a food additive. Hey, what's wrong with just demanding standards where you don't have this problem with food? No, everything from irradiation of these viruses is so they can sell you rotten meat. The combination of six viruses is designed to be sprayed on ready-to-eat meat and poultry products, including sliced ham and turkey, said John Venanza, president and chief executive officer of the manufacturer Intralexitex, Inc. The special viruses, called bacteriophages, are meant to kill strains of the Listeria bacterium, the Food and Drug Administration said, in declaring it safe to use on ready-to-eat meats prior to their packaging. Now, who knows what these viruses will do mixing with different already naturally occurring viruses that are in the meat? Who knows what it'll do to the naturally occurring bacteria? And then they go on to admit that these viruses are grown in giant tanks of the normally deadly bacteria. So they're going to be spraying that on there. But, oh, it's okay. They say that they strain it all out and they try to make sure it's clean. Of course, there'll be no inspections, no. And, I mean, every major company out there, every major vaccine that comes out ends up killing people and causing problems. I mean, look at the nightmares we witnessed. So now, big industrial engineering of viruses to be sprayed on our foods. And again, there are people that think, well, because this is science, it must be good, it must be okay. We have an elite sworn to kill us. We have an elite putting all these poisons and toxins in our food. Nothing they do can be trusted. And it goes on, the viruses are the first to win FDA approval for use as a food additive, said Andrew Zajic of the Regulatory Agency's Office of Food Additive Safety. The bacterium the viruses target can cause a serious infection, primarily in pregnant women, newborns, and adults with weakened immune systems. So let's put a bunch of viruses into them. In the United States, an estimated 2,500 people become seriously ill with the Listeriosis. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, of those 500 die. So because 500 people die, supposedly from this a year, because they're feeding you rotten meat, we'll just let them feed you rotten meat, but just spray it with viruses. And radiate it, too. Luncheon meats are particularly vulnerable to Listeria since once purchased, they typically aren't cooked or reheated, which can be harmful. The preparation of the new virus, the Greek name is Bacteria Eater, attacks only strains of Listeria bacterium and not human or plant cells, the FDA said. Well, how nice of them. It's like antibiotics. What happens when you start using this everywhere? What's going to rise out of this? And I went and did some research on scientists criticizing this. They've been trying to get this approved for 20-something years, and there are hundreds of major papers criticizing it and giving all sorts of problems that they know it's already caused. Why do you think they haven't been able to get it approved? But now, because the government's so corrupt, we got a government that 20 years ago, 15 years ago, said DU was deadly poisonous and radioactive and would kill the troops, and now they say, no, it's not bad for you. We have an FDA that wouldn't approve these things. Now they say it's good for you. We had an FDA that at least said mercury was bad. Now they say it's good for you. No, these viruses are bad for you, and mercury's bad for you, and uranium's bad for you. I'm trying to find the part here where they admit where they breed it. As long as it's used in accordance with regulations, we have concluded that it's safe, Zajic said. People normally come in contact with these viruses through food, yeah, in small levels, not engineered. Water and the environment, and they are found in our digestive tracts, the FDA said. Consumers won't be aware that the meat and poultry products have been treated with a spray. The Department of Agriculture will regulate the actual use of the product internally. It won't be on the packaging. You know, because you're crazy stupid people, those of you that don't want it, so we're just not going to let you know. The viruses are grown in a preparation of the very bacteria they kill and then purified. The FDA has concerns that the virus preparation potentially could contain toxic residues associated with bacteria. You mean bacteria's poo-poo? However, testing did not reveal the presence of such residues. In the test batch they gave the FDA, it says small quantities of bacteria poop will be in your food, though.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd Unplugged on UFOs and the Alien Files 5 DVD set. TheUFOStore.com also offers the book Roswell, It Really Happened by Jesse Marcel, one of the last survivors of the Roswell UFO crash that examined the spacecraft wreckage in 1947, revealing its hidden secrets. Log on to www.theUFOStore.com and request a free UFO Store catalog. To receive a free catalog by mail, call 541-523-2630. That's 541-523-2630. TheUFOStore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the Internet.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Percent of Americans in major polls don't want the toll roads taking over existing roads, and most Americans don't even know they're going to put transponders in your car and tax you and track you and give you tickets on top of it. Imagine if they knew, it'd be 100%. 99% were against the New London Kelo decision, the Supreme Court ruling that private corporations can come lobby local governments to literally steal your property and not even give you just compensation, just seize it. Oh, yeah, see, that's another big part of the equation. Their own documents show DU's deadly, they just do it. Their own documents show mercury's bad for your brain, they just do it. Their own documents, their own scientific evidence, their own research, the studies show that irradiating food destroys its food value and is really bad for your body. They just do it. All the new rules are they don't have to tell you. Notice how 15, 20 years ago, they put everything on the labels because people didn't care. They trusted the system. They didn't even look at the label. So they said, hey, we put everything on the label. Now you have a move in the country where people are demanding organic, demanding clean, quality foods. And so they pass a law, late last year, where now food doesn't even have to be organic to have an organic seal on it. 75% of it can be non-organic, inorganic. So they can put whatever they want in it. They can radiate it. They can use pesticide on it. They can do whatever they want as long as 25% of it. As long as 95% of it is organic. You see, it's the same thing here. Oh, the FDA says we're going to spray your meat with viruses. And I covered this Sunday, and I got a few emails today of people who were so lazy, they wouldn't go look up the article. They would just say, I'm making it up. But people out there that are in total denial like that, who at their gut level know that viruses being sprayed, being engineered, being sprayed on your food, and then a label not even being put on it, you see, they know that's bad. But see, they think I'm bad, and I'm this guy that makes this stuff up, so they make a split-second decision to decide I'm making this up. As soon as they find out it's true, they will then decide and make excuses to themselves that it's okay. It's called double think. The article goes on and on. It gets even worse. There's a whole other page getting into this where the FDA tells you how wonderful the viruses on your food are. All right, I'm going to get into Bill Gates' Charity Foundation finances something, well, that you wouldn't think would be involved in tax-free foundations. Also, really serious news, UN says Lebanon truce may unravel. Military recruiters cited for misconduct. Boy, that is putting it lightly. Bush's final gamble, giving Iraq a dictator, Times of London. We've lost 30 soldiers in the last 20 days in Iraq, some of the highest levels ever. A great column out here, Frank Rich, says 5 years after 9/11, fear finally strikes out. And just a human interest story, people can't believe there's evil people in government, especially, you know, blue-haired folks in $3,000 suits and facelifts. You know, Dick Cheney wouldn't carry out 9/11. George Bush is a nice young man. He wears a nice suit. You know, anybody who looks conservative can't be involved in evil. Well, here's CNN today. Hit-and-run grannies, allegedly drugged victims, Associated Press, two elderly women accused of killing two homeless men in hit-and-run crashes to collect their life insurance, drugged the victims before slowly running them down, authorities said Thursday. They would take them in, make friends with the homeless, get their names, give them drinks, buy insurance on them, and then take them back in, get them drugged up, put them out on the side of the road, and then slowly roll over them because they didn't want to hurt their Cadillacs. So they'd slowly roll over them four or five times. It says, if they were awake, it would be a slow, painful death, Deputy District Attorney Shelley Samuel said outside the courtroom after a judge postponed the arraignment of Olga Rutterschmidt, 73, and Helen Golay, 75. We think they drugged them with pills or alcohol first, then ran them over, Police Detective Dennis Killone said earlier in the statement. And it goes into how they would take out $800,000 life insurance policies on the homeless, and then they'd allegedly take them out and run over them four or five times apiece. And they look just like nice grandmas, you see. Oh, they're wearing a suit and tie. Oh, they're wearing a police uniform. Oh, it's a nice health department worker with a pocket protector. These are the worst people out there. You don't judge a book by its cover. Stop being so naive out there. Stop being stupid. Stop being so trusting. You've got a growing mass of predators in this country that have figured out the general public is dumb as dirt, and then you've got a huge mass of just braying sheep-like creatures out here being fed on, rolling over to tyranny and corruption and oppression, and then you've got a mass of people that do know what's going on, and we're just horrified to see this going on. And the crooks are scared to death of us that shine the light on them and fight them. But then they've noticed that the slaves roll over in fear of anybody who even acts like they have authority, so they just gleefully chew into your undersides. I'm just so sick of watching it. All these cowed people rolling over. Okay, let's talk about some real scum. Well, I'll get to it in a minute. I've got to plug something first. Folks, we are carrying the terror conspiracy. It won't be on store shelves until September 11th. The 450-something page new book by Jim Mars. Wait, how long is it? I said 450. My memory's failing. 482 pages. Diagrams, photos, documents. It's an easy read, a quick read, even though it's a thick book. You want to be an expert on 9/11, get The Terror Conspiracy. We've got it before anybody does. Okay, because Terror Storm's going to be put out in stores in October by the same group that published his book. And so I'm in business with them. And so I said, hey, I want to get those as early as possible. And they said, well, how about we just let you sell them first? So I have The Terror Conspiracy before anyone else has it. Before anyone else has it. So go to InfoWars.com and order The Terror Conspiracy. And this is so well written, it exposes 9/11 to be an inside job like no other book I know of. I mean, Tarpley's is excellent as well, but I mean, both of them are great books, but The Terror Conspiracy really does knock it out of the park. In the words of Dylan Avery about my film Terror Storm, I think those are applicable to those words to The Terror Conspiracy, Deception 911, and The Loss of Liberty by veteran journalist Jim Mars. And speaking of Jim Mars, he will be in Dallas this weekend, this Saturday, one night only, from 7 o'clock at night until 2 in the morning. But if some of you don't want to stay that long, just stay till midnight. But you'll want to stay till midnight because there's going to be some great music there. I can't believe how good the bands are that are coming out to play for us. We'll tell you more about them during the week. Jim Mars, by the way, joins us tomorrow. Last time we didn't take any calls in 2 hours talking about the JFK assassination. Tomorrow we're going to have Jim on for 2 hours with just open phones on 9/11, JFK, whatever you want. I promise to have him back. He'll be with us tomorrow for 2 hours on the radio. But coming up this Saturday in Dallas at the historic and beautiful Lakewood Theater, Art Deco Theater, they got food and drinks there. And I'm going to show my new film, Terror Storm. I'm going to give an hour-long speech and take questions. Jim will give an hour-long speech and take questions. Or to be technical, a 45-minute speech and 15 minutes of questions. And then I'm going to show about 35 minutes of the Bilderberg Group footage that we shot in Ottawa a few months ago. Incredible, never-before-seen stuff. And then we're going to have three bands, Shanghai Five, the Arab League, and one other. Two of them are kind of, one of them, I can't describe the third band. They're really popular. Well, in fact, Kevin, bring me all, later today in the third hour, Kevin, I want you to come in for five minutes and just talk about these bands. But to make a long story short, go to InfoWars.com and get your tickets, get your e-tickets now to this Dallas event. We're only 5 days away, roughly, about 5.5 days away from this event at the Lakewood Theater in Dallas. Get your tickets at InfoWars.com. Or you can call the toll-free number, and they will email you an e-ticket if you've got any questions. 1-888-253-3139. You just call them up, give them your credit card or debit card, and then the $10, 50-cent ticket, which basically just pays for our expenses, folks. We're the lowest price we can. And then they'll just email you your e-ticket, and you just show that at the door. Doors open at 6:30, and the show gets started about 7:15, starting with my new film, Terror Storm, on the big screen. So again, InfoWars.com to get tickets right now, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And then last but not least, of course, my new film, Terror Storm, the official Terror Storm, is available. It is over 3 hours. I've actually done the math. It is right at about a minute over 3 hours long. You've got 66 minutes of extras, the best highlights of the 9/11 Neocon Symposium with a four-camera professional shoot from Los Angeles, the best highlights of the conference that C-SPAN covered. But a lot of it's stuff you didn't see on C-SPAN. It was a two-day symposium, and C-SPAN only covered an hour and 50 minutes. And, of course, then the film itself, and it's 113 minutes long, and then there's a couple other minutes of some extras. It is such a great video, the best film I've ever produced. It is waking people up big time. Get your copy of Terror Storm now at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Now, let me get into some of the other news. When I get up here and talk about Warren Buffett putting $31-plus million into the Bill and Melinda Gates tax shelter, a foundation, I don't just shoot my mouth off from the hip. I've actually studied the foundations. The American people were getting really mad at the robber barons who ran a bunch of monopolies over transportation, over oil, so many different facets of our society, and had their own private armies, their own private trust busters who would just walk out with Tommy guns and, you know, mow down 300 and something people. I mean, there were huge massacres that made Waco look like tiddlywinks. And people were getting upset about this. I mean, robber barons would have a train pull up, a couple hundred troops would get off who were private, Pinkerton, in places like Colorado, and they'd just walk right up and blow toddlers' heads off, ride women down, rape them, drag them to death. These are famous cases that happen. People got mad, they started shooting back. Robber barons started getting arrested, grand jury started indicting them. And so they said, okay, we'll stop having monopolies. All they did is what the royalty had already done, the colonialists had already found, run by the aristocracies, run by the big monarchs through their systems, they'd already found that if they just took their flag down and put puppets in and put front men over dummy corporations, that they could get even more power. But if they were up there owning everything, they'd get noticed and people'd see it. And again, it's not free market, folks. I'm not against free market wealth. These are the people that are destroying the free market. And so they actually engineered the 1906 Antitrust Act, just like the Federal Reserve private banks that made it the Federal Reserve actually wrote and later bragged about writing the Federal Reserve Act and sold it as if it was anti-banker cartel. And all those documents have now come out, and that's part of mainstream history. Edward Mandel House from Texas, from Austin, who was Woodrow Wilson's head honcho, chief of staff. His alter ego, as Wilson called him, wrote and bragged about that. So this is how they do it. And so once somebody gets up to being worth hundreds of billions of dollars, they go tax-free. And then it is sold through the media as it's a philanthropic organization. No, Bill Gates has put 30-plus billion of his money into the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And now Warren Buffett has matched that amount, and now a bunch of other richy riches are lining up. And what do they do? Any of the charity money they actually spend on the people is spent for eugenics and bioethics and population control reduction programs through the vaccinations and other systems. And they've been caught red-handed doing it. The rest of it will be used to position and buy up key areas of industry. And I see one of these articles every few weeks. Here it is out of the Drudge Report today. Bill Gates Charity Foundation finances newspaper purchases. And it's all going to be tax-free. And then, see, you can't compete against that. You see, how are you going to have a newspaper that competes next to Bill Gates' newspaper when Bill Gates' newspaper sells ads, makes profits, everything? It just goes into his tax-free foundation. But only an inner club is allowed to have these. Don't you go try to set one of these up. Hell, the government's even busting up legitimate trusts now. So, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation declares its noble mission is to bring innovations in health and learning to the global community. They're going to buy up, they're now buying up education publishing, too. They're moving into that, which is another sweetheart business where sweetheart companies are given the no-bid contracts by the state and federal government. But the world's largest philanthropic organization also is among the organizations that collectively loaned nearly $400 million to Media News Group, Inc., for the acquisition of newspapers in California and Minnesota. I thought this foundation was all about starving kids. Well, it is mainly, getting rid of them. Not starving newspapers, mocked one Seattle insider. More, the Gates Foundation loaned an unspecified amount to Median News along with General Electric. General Electric, busy with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation buying up the newspapers. In April, Median News agreed to buy four papers, including the San Jose Mercury News, which has been one of the few good papers. Not anymore, folks. Not anymore. Contra Costa Times, another independent one that was doing good. And McClatchy Co. for $1 billion. You will watch. You will immediately see pro-One World Government articles. You will never see a story again in the San Jose Mercury News headline, Colonel says Bush made 9/11 happen, and then interview the colonel saying that he was forced to train hijackers before 9/11. Dean of the Defense Language School. You'll never see Dark Alliance, Gary Webb. Well, they already killed him, but you'll never see that in there again. You can just forget it. Median News also about California's Monterey County Herald and the St. Paul Pioneer Press in Minnesota. It is also the owner of the Denver Post. So, Bill Gates, he just doesn't have to pay taxes anymore. That's the only difference. And then we have to sit there and look at him and his wife. These cagey cockroaches. I'm looking at a picture of them right here, smiling. Everyone, oh, you're so nice. Oh, you pay for UN shots for the children and for buying up all the media. Oh, Bill Gates, save us. Save us, Bill Gates.
Each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police forger, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they lead in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, we have scheduled Pat Buchanan for the show later in the week. His new book out, State of Emergency. Why didn't I think of that? That's a good name. And the same people giving you the American Union, the same people that are going to turn all your roads into toll roads, the same people that are going to put viruses on your lunch meats, they are the same ones that are getting rid of our borders and bringing in these illegal aliens. Who, though I have nothing against them, I have a problem with what they are doing overall to this economy and this country. But before I go any further, let me just finish up with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation article. They are buying up most of the independent newspapers that were left in the country, like the St. Paul Pioneer Press and the San Jose Mercury News and the Denver Post, and they're doing that with their partner, General Electric. I mean, ask yourselves, how gullible are the American people? They just hear, oh, Bill Gates gave away $30-plus billion. Oh, his wife gave away tens of billions of dollars. Oh, look how sweet Warren Buffett is. He's given away $30-something billion. I mean, Warren Buffett has bet against America and the dollar. Warren Buffett is always involved in unscrupulous activities. He's always involved in betting against countries and making money off horrible catastrophes and downfalls of governments. But now he's so sweet, he's gonna give $31-plus billion to a tax-free foundation. And if you read the details of it, Berkshire Hathaway still, quote, is gonna make money. Well, now it's just tax-free. I mean, how are we supposed to compete with these guys when they don't even pay taxes? And by the way, it is the big money corporations that actually lobby for higher taxes on the lower tax brackets. They then lobby for no taxes on the higher brackets because they use our tax money sucked out of us by the government to then fund them through corporate welfare. And the poor leftists will never figure that out in a billion trillion years. I mean, it's not hard to figure this out. And seriously, I'm sick of it. I'm tired of having to look at Bill and Melinda Gates on TV smiling and everyone praising him, talking about how good they are. And I look at this picture of them, just sniveling, smug. You can just tell they have that look on their face like you're all a bunch of morons and we're your masters. They're cold, android-like little criminals. I mean, that's what they are. This is criminal what they're doing, posing as philanthropic organizations. What do you think the Ford Foundation does? What do you think the Carnegie Foundation does? You know, the Ford Foundation is over $20 billion. And do you know what they do 24/7? Break down the family, break down the borders. It was the Ford and Carnegie Foundations, through the CIA direction, that openly funded Miss Magazine and the feminist movement so they could get all the women working and break up the families. Declassified, public. They worked 24/7 to break down our borders. They worked, I found the documents, 40 years ago, the Ford Foundation paid for comic books and coloring books by the millions every year. And now they just pay the Mexican government to do it, to print up these things for the Mexicans down in southern Mexico and central Mexico to tell them Texas and California are La Reconquista. So, when these illegal aliens are running around with their Mexican flags telling you this is Mexico, which they've told me, just know it's the Ford Foundation taught them that. They may have grown up in dirt floor shacks, but they had a comic book paid for by people like Bill Gates. I hate you, Bill Gates. I hate you.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.